This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's the 24th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's the Christian Arcan Show.
0-2, swinging a chopper toward third. Durbin coming on, he picks it. On the run, he throws to first. In time! Ball game over. The Red Sox destroy the Diamondbacks tonight as we raise almost $3 million for the Jimmy Fund. A complete team effort. Red Sox 11-1 winners, and truly everybody had a hand in it.
That's just a great job. Gamboa goes out there, gives you exactly what you need. Start the game, hands the ball to Bayo, who's been lights out once again from the bullpen. You said it, Eli White goes out there and sets the tone early in the game, and the runs just continue to follow throughout the night from there. This is exactly what this Red Sox needed to do, coming off a tough road trip, coming in to home territory of Fenway Park.
Welcome in. It's Red Sox Review here. Christian Arcan live from Fenway as the Sox take down the Diamondbacks by a final score of 11-1. A real group effort in this one as the Red Sox got contributions from everybody in the lineup. Alec Gamboa, an inning and a third, scoreless. One thing with the Brian Bayo bulk relief games is that whoever the opener generally is has some trouble in that first inning, but Gamboa did not, and Bayo was his normal, pretty strong self there. Greg Weiser with an inning, Giovanni Moran pitching the eighth and the ninth as the Red Sox tee off on Mitch Bratt and Zach Littell. Littell in particular, how about this line? 3 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 8 runs, 6 of them earned. There was a couple errors while he was out there. But this is a guy who gives up a ton of home runs. He gave up 2 more tonight, including the first Fenway home run struck off the bat of Mickey Gasper and the 25th home run, a career high for Wilson Contreras in a season. And we still have a month and a half left to go here for him. So who knows what that number is going to end up at. How about this for the Red Sox? 9 left on base, but they were 6-for-13 with runners in scoring position. They could have beat them 20-0 tonight, or 20-1, I guess. It was that kind of night, and really something that the Red Sox absolutely needed, the kind of home cooking that you expect in years past. You know, the Red Sox, they have a tough road trip. They come home. They get some nice home cooking here at Fenway Park. And this year is really a tale of two seasons when it comes to that. The first 2 months, there was no home cooking here at all. I mean, it was miserable watching this team for 2 months here at Fenway Park. Then all of a sudden, they were the best team anybody's ever seen, and now it feels like this is something close to normal. I don't know. My big complaint with this team is that they're never really normal. They either are the best you've ever seen or the worst you've ever seen. There's nothing in between there. There's no sort of, well, it was just a normal week for the Red Sox. And that, I think, is potentially starting to change here, although I'd certainly be fine with another long win streak taking us down the stretch. That would be great as well. What else is great is the fact that donations coming in today for our Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon have reached nearly $3 million. $2.73 million right now is where we are. The exact number is $2,739,961. That number continues to grow as people still online ready right now to take your calls at 877-738-1234. You can go online, www.jimmyfund.org, donate that way, or the easiest way to do it is text KCANCER to 56512 and just put in the amount that you would like to donate there, and that's another easy way to contribute to this wonderful cause here with the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. We're going to hear from the manager, Chad Tracy. He spoke after the game, and then we'll get to some phone calls here. Short show tonight, as this game was a long and drawn-out beatdown of those Diamondbacks. First, here's Chad Tracy.
Yeah, I mean, no secret over the last week or so that grinding offensively, and we weren't today. So it was great to see up and down the lineup contributions everywhere, hard hit balls, really, really good offensive output by the entire group.
How important maybe was it for Adley to get those swings? And kind of get
yeah, them? I think I really think the last swing in Pittsburgh, he hit that ball, lined that ball down the left field corner. They made a slide. I think it was Manga made a sliding catch. That was a really good swing. Obviously, the ball got dropped and right. That was a good swing. So we saw since the last game there, we've seen a handful of swings starting to show up, timing starting to get there. So it was nice to see him get a couple good swings off tonight. Yeah. Huge. You know, we've talked a lot about the starters and like how do we do things to be able to insert things to get them more rest. And like saw it tonight, like Gamby was awesome. Four hitters, gets them all out. Bayo comes in and gives us length and sets it up for the backside. And hugely important. And he's been very, very good in that role for a while now.
How cool was it to see Wyatt get two strikeouts?
That was awesome. You know, I've had him for 2 years, you know, just grinding away in the minor leagues, watching him pitch. And to see him, another guy that I've got a lot of experience with, obviously, and to see him and know what he's gone through and the ups and downs, and the stuff was always huge, huge stuff. To see him be able to get out on a big league mound and say that he's a big leaguer forever is a pretty, pretty cool moment.
We were talking about Rafaela before. How nice was it to see him get the three doubles today?
Much better today. He's doing some work on top of and all over like the swing decision piece of it. He swung at good pitches today and hit him really, really hard. So it was really good to see.
How big is the addition of like Eli Ben? I mean, you know, he's traded on the same day as Adley, so everybody talks about that.
But, yeah.
You know, RBI single, he made that nice play.
The play, the defense too, you know, like that piece of it, like knowing that if there's days against lefties that you want to get Jaren out of there, that you have him in the game, or if you wanted to like end up in a situation where he's playing defense late because you pinch hit, like you have a plus-plus defensive player. It's like that's a huge component of it too, but we, in the meantime, are getting some really good at-bats against lefties as well.
How did you like Contreras' night?
It was great. Another one. I mean, we had a lot of guys, you know, like kind of going through some ups and downs, and to see some of those guys square up multiple balls today and feel good about it is a good sign for him. He was one of them. It was good to see that.
You guys didn't strike out today. Can you think of a time that's happened that you've seen?
I didn't even know that. That's that's crazy. No, I don't know. I don't know if that's happened this year or not, but that's actually good to hear, because I think during the road trip we had some games where the strikeouts were piling up a little bit, which is unlike us. You know, we're a very ball and play oriented team. But no, that's good.
You were talking about telling, you know, having Wyatt for a couple of years in AAA. You probably told a bunch of guys that they're going up to the big leagues. Being on this side of it,
yeah,
you put a guy in his first game. And, you know,
it is cool. He found me right when he got here. I gave him a huge hug, and then obviously the guys went crazy for him in there to be able to. Again, like I said, it's a lot of hard work. You know, a lot of hard work to get here, and even when you're grinding away down there, sometimes you're doing really, really well and finding the opening of like, is there a roster spot and can you get on, like. It's hard. It's really hard to get here. So anytime somebody gets here, and everybody in that locker room's had their first game and knows how hard it was to get here. So to be able to you know, see him in there with the group giving him a standing O for his debut, it's a cool feeling to see that.
When Bayo's rolling, how much of the structure, how much of this is kind of like you guys and Andy both have to kind of wait and see, you know,
This one was structured, or at least in theory, you know, like trying, you know, as we approach the tail end of the road trip, like, you know, we've said before, when you're doing this with a bullpen guy, you never know how the game's proceeding, what you're planning are going to go, and is it going to put you in a bad spot where you need coverage. So the goal during that trip was like, if we can stay away from him and have length for this game, knowing that we were trying to do this. So in this case, in some cases, it is structured with the intent, but they're still down there in the bullpen, but you got to be down there ready just in case, you know, something goes extras. You know, the last time it was a 13 inning game that threw things into a wrinkle. So he was ready, but being able to stay away from him and have him for today was big for us.
Just because like he's been a starter his whole career, he's been just adaptable.
It's been great. I think obviously well documented, like how the beginning of the year went for him, the frustrations, and you know that he believes he's a starter. We still think that, but like he's in a really good place as far as like accepting the role and knowing that he's not only accepting the role, but he's going out there and helping us win in that role, and that's a good place for him to be.
Nothing changed with the rehab stuff and everything else?
No, everything. Everybody's on track for their rehab outings over the next couple of days.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. That was the manager, Chad Tracy, speaking to the media after the game. Red Sox pummeled the Diamondbacks 11-1. We're talking about it with you at 617-779-7937. Don't go anywhere. Red Sox Review returns right after this.
We need your help. Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to the Christian Arcan Show and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
First pitch of the bottom of the seventh, pulled down the right field line, and a home run for Mickey Gasper. Just fair inside the pesky pole, a line shot on the first pitch of the seventh thrown by Zach Littell. And the Red Sox have double figures. It's 10-1.
Mickey didn't give us time.
How about Mickey? Mickey with a home run, tucked it right around the pesky pole as the Red Sox beat down the Diamondbacks 11-1, your final score. We're talking about it here on Red Sox Review, and we're also talking about the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is going on right now here on WEEI. There's three ways you can give to Dana-Farber. You can call toll-free at 877-738-1234, online at www.jimmyfund.org, or you can text KCANCER to 56512 and donate any amount you want to that way. Gasper, mustache and all, with the home run to make it 10-1. Willie Abreu with single home. Sidon Rafaela also in that same seventh inning to make it 11-1. And there's your final score. Red Sox take the win and improve to 67-58 on the season. They are 30-31 at Fenway Park. Their next win at Fenway Park will bring their record at home up to 500, which is wild to think about considering how many games they won over the course of that stretch. But it really has been a tale of two seasons. All right, let's get to your phones. I know you've been waiting here. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. And we will start, as we usually do, with our leadoff hitter, Casper in Worcester. Hey, Casper.
Hi, Christian. Christian, certainly they're enjoying the home cooking. I believe they're normal on the home cooking hitting at Fenway. I wish they just won a couple of more games on the road. I think it was part of that long run hangover. The Red Sox unquestionably have to tie up Wilson Contreras for a couple of more years till he's 37, 38 years old to be a DH at Fenway Park. I mean, he's going to hit more home runs than he's ever hit. And
I just like
to see that. He already has. So
yeah, tonight
like
was
to
his 25th. It's a career high that he's hit this year with the home run tonight.
And he's got some room to add on, and I just think he's going to be a great guy. He probably can hit till he's 38, 39 years old at Fenway. With that said, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Casper. Appreciate it. And, yeah, Wilson Contreras has made a lot of new fans here this year, no question about it. Fiery, sometimes a little over the edge, like when he threw his helmet, but – you know, other than that, it's been pretty rosy here with this guy. And even that whole situation with Jaron Duran yelling at him to run on a play he definitely shouldn't have run on, I thought he handled that extremely well, better than Duran certainly would have. And seems like the kind of guy who, yeah, is a good influence in the locker room by and large. The team loves him. And, yeah, I know he's told off the media a couple of times, and he does have a bit of a temper. But, you know, in that clubhouse, really what matters is, are you producing and are you an example for the other players that they can follow? And so far, he answers both of those questions resounding yes, no question about it, not to mention the fact he rakes here at Fenway. Let's go to Mike in Maine. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I can. I don't know if you caught it earlier in the game. Will and Sean were joking about things you can't say on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And Sean goes, oh, you can say anything only once.
Yeah, right.
And then we get what's her name, Maria Menounos, I think I'm saying that right.
Yep.
She comes on and she drops the bomb. Mm-hmm. And then later transitions, I just thought that was hilarious radio. The foreshadowing and then just the unexpected drop.
Yeah, it was great. Mike, thanks for the call. Maria threw out a great first pitch tonight, too, which was excellent. We had a lot of guests up here in the radio booth tonight, and we will continue with the telethon tomorrow, starting with the Greg Hill Show at 6 a.m. On the broadcast day, but you can continue to donate well into the night after we go off the air here easily. I'll give you the ways you can do it in just a minute. Avery in Connecticut. Go ahead, Avery.
Hey, Arcan. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I wanted to say thank you guys, everybody at WEI and the Jimmy Fund for doing a great job year after year. You guys do such a great job. I'm on my way home from the game, and I want to make two quick points. First off, it was nice to see Alec Gamboa actually do the job that we've needed the opener to do and not give up a run before Bayo came in.
Agreed.
Second off, it was nice to see Jaren Duran not in the lineup. I know it was a lefty matchup, and Eli White was there today. But to be honest, I feel like even if you're facing a lefty or a righty, I'm fine with Eli White or Jamai Jones in there every day, because on a day like today, it was nice because not only did you not have Duran in the lineup, you had Adley behind the plate, so you didn't have that hole in the lineup of Duran and Wong at the end. I just feel like your lineup is much deeper when both of those guys aren't in the lineup, personally.
Yeah, Avery, it's a good point, and thanks for the call. No Duran in the lineup, and then Jamai Jones got scratched. He was supposed to lead off in DH. He gets scratched, and I thought maybe when I heard that they were going to put Duran in. Instead, they flipped Sogard, and he ended up leading off. And the DH spot went to Gasper, and he ended up batting eighth. I think Gasper was in the original lineup. I don't remember where he was. But you're right, it was sort of a switch there. And Rutschman, listen, I mean, for the first five games as a Red Sox, not at Fenway, obviously, but he was kind of a black hole in the lineup himself. And even yesterday, when Wong hit that home run, everybody was sort of thinking, like, is Rutschman going to be better than Wong here or what? And I think that was something everybody was expecting and hoping for. And I think tonight you saw your first glimpse of what that may look like. His first game as a Red Sox at Fenway Park, and he was good. He was 2-for-5 with a run batted in and a run scored. And hopefully he can continue to produce at the plate and call a game that these pitchers, and listen, I mean, you know, this was a fun game with a lot of runs scored. But in a close game, I worry about the back end of this bullpen right now with no Slayton, no Whitlock, Aroldis Chapman that is his age. You have a lot to think about there, and hopefully there's a lot more big wins like this so you don't have to worry about it too much between now and when these games get really serious. So, yeah, something to keep in mind there, but tonight didn't make a difference. Finally, let's go to Rick in Kingston. Rick, you get the last word, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Christian? I was at the game. I'm driving home now, and nice. I just want to ask, is Wilson Contreras an MVP candidate?
An MVP candidate. I'd have to look at the numbers. Off the top, I'd say probably not. I did hear Sidan Rafaela getting some MVP chance tonight.
I want to interrupt you. The way he raked tonight, he took it to the Diamondbacks.
That was not nice. What a rude thing to say. AL MVP. All right. Shut up already. Hang up on him, please. The AL MVP favorite right now is Yordan Alvarez with Junior Caminero behind him at +800. And I don't see Contreras anywhere on the list, but that is only the top two here on ESPN.
Perez has like the triple crown, right? Something like that. He's close to that, right?
Alvarez is definitely going to win the MVP this year. And yeah, I think he is right now. I think he leads in all three of those things. I'll double check.
That's incredible. That's awesome.
It really is remarkable what's going on with him. Let's see. Bobby Witt, Ben Rice is on there. Yeah, I'd say Contreras probably not. Contreras probably not going to be even top five in the MVP race. If he is, though, you know, I mean, listen, anything can happen when you put on a real press down the stretch there. But even if he rakes for the next month and a half, I doubt he's catching Alvarez. I think that is highly unlikely. All right, that's all the time we have here tonight here on Red Sox Review. Want to say thanks to Rob back in Brighton. And I also want to let everybody know that the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon will continue through the night and into tomorrow morning. Three ways you can give: 877-738-1234. You can go online at www.jimmyfund.org, or you can text KCANCER to 56512. You can donate any amount you want to that way. Many, many ways to give here, and many ways to donate to this wonderful telethon that we do every year for these 2 days. And right now we are on track for potentially $3 million tonight and a chance to break our all-time record of money raised, which is something we are all very proud of here and at Nesson. And we will continue tomorrow as the broadcast day continues with the Greg Hill Show starting at 6 o'clock right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Once again, your final score: Red Sox beat the D-backs 11-1. Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon continues tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.